10 Steps to Freedom from Principalities and Other Fallen Angels. In the process of getting freedom in Christ Jesus, it can at times be necessary to separate from principalities and other types of fallen angels in the heavens. Separating from a fallen angel's influence is different than casting out demons. Angels interface with people but do not typically possess or even desire to spend significant time in a human under their control. For this reason, getting free from fallen angels is a slightly different process than casting out demons. While many people that deal with this level of bondage have dissociative identity disorder, not all will. Depending on your awareness of your degree of brokenness, you can substitute the word altar for every part of me. The following 10 steps are a proven and all-inclusive approach to getting free from fallen angels. Once the name of the fallen angel has been identified, begin at step 1. For this recording, I will simply be using the word principality in place of where the name of the heavenly host that is fallen would be inserted. Father in heaven, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I renounce principality and serve him a bill of divorce. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heavenly hosts would be put on assignment to place every altar or part in me that is loyal to principality on temporary lockdown. I pray that those parts would be put to sleep. I now deed principality's territory in me over to the kingdom of God, and I invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and begin to rule this territory with your rod of iron. In the name of Jesus, I now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point belonging to principality, his realm, and his inheritance. I place the blood of Jesus on every portal access point, and I seal them with the Holy Spirit. I declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this day forward. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and cut myself free from principality, his realm, and his inheritance in Jesus' name. I return every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, genetic code, seed, and any other form of inheritance in Jesus' name. I refuse it and sever myself from it, and from this day forward, I choose to receive my inheritance in Jesus Christ. I renounce all spirit children related to principality and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. I also reclaim every part of me that has been imprisoned by principality or in his realm. I appeal to justice according to 1 Corinthians 3:17, which declares that as a man sows, so shall he reap. I pray that principality would now reap a hundredfold return for all of the evil sown against me, my ancestors, and all whom I represent in the form of justice and judgment in Jesus' name. I now take authority over every demon on the inside of me and around me that has been operating under the authority of principality. I declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of me for judgment. I declare that you are being sent to where the Lord Jesus sends you. Lastly, I pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, or branding placed in or around every part of me by principality or those under his authority would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. I now cause principality's memory to perish regarding every part of me and my seed in Jesus' name. Amen.